each spring, many of our Unitarian Universalist churches have a flower communion service, as we are doing here today. We are each asked to bring a flower to add to the communal vases. At the end of the service, we distribute the flowers gathered from each of us back to each of us. We take from the vases one of the flowers that someone else has brought, symbolizing the fact that each one of us not only brings the gift of ourselves and our contributions to this congregation, but we also take with us the diverse gifts of others in this religious community. The traditional flower communion service is also conducted in remembrance of a special person in our Unitarian religious heritage, Dr. Norbert Čapek, the founder of the Unitarian movement in Czechoslovakia. It was Dr. Čapek who created and conducted the first flower communion service, and he didn't call it a communion, but flower ceremony, 95 years ago, on June 4th, 1923. I would like to spend just a few minutes telling you a little about this unique man's life. Many of you know at least the outlines of the story. I mentioned him briefly at last year's flower service, but I would like this year to fill in some of the details of his life and his time. When Norbert Čapek was a young boy, his father told him stories of the early Roman Catholic Church and the leaders of that church in his native Bohemia, which was then under the rule of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So young Norbert found these stories that his father told him fascinating. He also heard, also from his father, stories about the former days of Czechoslovakia's independence. So these two interests, religion and nationalism, spawned in Čapek's mind, Norbert's young mind. And he decided he would become a church leader. So he began by assisting village priests in conducting mass and making parish calls. One day, a friend invited Norbert to attend a prayer meeting at a Baptist church. Norbert went and was very impressed. Unlike the Catholic Church of his time, with its pomp and ceremony and its set ritual mass that tended, in his experience, to be conducted in a perfunctory way by the priests, the Baptist service that he witnessed was conducted without a set ritual by a minister who obviously believed deeply in what he was saying and doing during the service. Norbert Čapek soon had his name struck from the rolls of Catholicism, and he proceeded to get himself baptized as a Baptist. And he went off to Budapest on a missionary assignment. He attended the university and Baptist seminary at Hamburg, and then he became minister of a large Baptist church in Saxony. Later, he founded several churches in Moravia, and eventually, because of his administrative and preaching skills, he became superintendent over all the Baptist churches in Austro-Hungary, which were missionary outposts of the Southern Baptists in the United States. But Čapek's continually inquiring mind kept working, and eventually some Orthodox members of his congregation reported to his Southern Baptist superiors in the U.S. that he had been preaching heretically, much too liberally. He was called before church councils to answer these charges several times. During these days, a Moravian professor told Čapek that he sounded like a Unitarian. Peck became intrigued when the professor introduced him to Charles Wendt, the Secretary of Foreign Relations for the American Unitarian Association. But it was really a number of years before he had any further contact with Unitarianism. Meanwhile, Chapek left his Baptist pulpit and became a journalist. But even in this field, he got himself into trouble. In 1914, he wrote a column predicting war in Europe. And after this, a friendly police commissioner warned Chapek that he had incurred the wrath of the Austrian powers that be, and that he was on their blacklist. The police commissioner advised Chapek to leave the country before he was thrown in prison. He left for the U.S. and resumed his Baptist ministry among the Slovaks in Manhattan. But once again, church authorities objected to his liberal preaching. And again, he quit his ministry and went into journalism. After several unpleasant experiences his children had in local Baptist churches, Chapek and his wife Maja sent their kids to a Unitarian church. The children came home one Sunday from the East Orange, New Jersey Unitarian Church, and they told their parents about the exciting discussion they had that day in the Unitarian Sunday School. Chapek was intrigued with his children's report, and he decided to attend the church himself the following Sunday. He soon realized that he had finally found his religious home among Unitarians. Chapek soon thereafter accepted a call by the American Unitarian Association to return to Czechoslovakia to help promote the cause of liberal religion. He sailed to Hamburg just after the war, and in 1922, he founded a Unitarian church, the Free Religious Fellowship, he called it, in Prague. It started with a membership of 40 people. The following year, Chapek introduced the simple and beautiful flower communion service to the congregation. And that service caught on and became a tradition. Over the next few years, membership in the Prague Unitarian Church swelled to over 3,000 members, becoming the largest Unitarian church in the world. And like a flower going to seed, the Prague congregation seeded churches in 5 other cities. Chapek became the head of the Unitarian churches in Czechoslovakia. As for the symbolism of the flower communion service, or the flower festival service, these words were written by Chapek's wife, Maja, explaining why Chapek created the service that we celebrate today. She wrote, "Chapek's only motivation was to stress and bring about brotherhood." And in these times, she would have said, and sisterhood. "As a symbol, he used flowers because in the name of a flower or flowers, no wars were waged, as was the case with the cross or the chalice." She went on, "The flowers are used as symbols of the gifts which each person can make to the church, and through the church to other persons. Because of the large variety," she said, "each person is able to express individuality. The exchange of flowers means that I shall walk without reservation with anyone, regardless of social status or former religious affiliation." Maja Chapek eventually became a Unitarian minister herself, and she worked beside her husband in Czechoslovakia. Then, in 1938, Nazi Germany annexed part of Czechoslovakia, and the next year, the German troops had entered the country. Maja left Prague for the United States to lecture in Unitarian churches and raise funds for Czech relief. with the Nazis in power, it was decided that she should stay in the U.S. for the time being. She served as minister of the First Unitarian Church of New Bedford, Massachusetts, for 3 years, and there she introduced the flower service to her congregation. The tradition then spread to throughout New England and then on to other Unitarian churches. I was told the last time I mentioned her here that she actually spoke here. It wasn't in this building, but she spoke to this congregation sometime in the 50s. Maybe one of you out there knows more about this. But she did travel on the West Coast and speak in a number of our congregations. Back in Czechoslovakia in the spring of 1941, the Nazi Secret Service, who had been monitoring Čapek's sermons, came to his door, and he was arrested for his liberal preaching and his nationalistic spirit. He was taken to Dresden, where he was charged with high treason for, as the documents put it, trying through his sermons and addresses to incite a revolution against the Reich. And he was cited for another offense, listening to foreign radio broadcasts, which was a crime punishable by death. With the help of a lawyer, the charges of high treason for his sermons supporting Czech freedom were dropped, but he was found guilty of listening to radio broadcasts. Local authorities sentenced him to 1 year in prison, but shortly after Čapek's arrest, a prominent SS member was assassinated by a group of Czech freedom fighters. As a result, Gestapo headquarters in Prague stepped up their harsh discipline, and thousands of Czechs were either executed or, as in Čapek's case, sent to Dachau. In the Dachau concentration camp, Norbert Čapek composed songs for the prisoners to sing, and he would lead them in marching around the barbed wire fences, singing at the top of their voices. After a brief tolerance of this behavior, the Nazis finally took Čapek to another section of the camp, the dreaded medical section, where in 1942 he died from their experimental injections. While he was in the camp, he composed the following lines. This translation is by Čapek's daughter, who also became a minister. He wrote, "It is worthwhile to live and fight courageously for sacred ideals. Oh, blow ye evil winds into my body's fire. My soul you'll never unravel. Even though disappointed 1,000 times, or fallen in the flight, and everything would worthless seem, I have lived amidst eternity. Be grateful, my soul. My life was worth living." Although Norbert Čapek died tragically, his life was a celebration. He wrote hundreds of hymns and created dozens of rituals like today's flower service. Just picture him getting everyone in the concentration camp of all places to march around the perimeter and sing, even in such a dismal place. We can imagine that perhaps because he got his fellow prisoners to sing, keeping their spirits up, some of them survived. And his memory certainly survives in the Unitarian and Unitarian Universalist Flower Communion Service and services that are held the world over in Czechoslovakia, in Hungary, in England, and other places. We come together each year to share the beauty and the diversity of flowers. That beauty and diversity Ralph Waldo Emerson called the laughter of the earth, flowers, the laughter of the earth. And we come to remember Norbert Chapek. I close with Chapek's words. What do we fight against? Our fight is against lies, mendacity, deceit, bullying, and everything that belittles, enslaves, or would destroy a human being. His spirit lives on in our service today.